The musician J.J. Cale remembers those old lean days in the late 60s. You'd play a Friday night gig at a bowling alley in Tulsa, make your money as a fry cook or elevator operator, write songs when you could.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
And if your demo happened to end up in the hands of Eric Clapton, well, your life would change.
He recorded it. And come out about 6 months later, and I heard it on the radio, and I went, oh, boy, I'm a songwriter now. I'm not an engineer or an elevator operator.
Just like that.
Yeah.
It happened again with this song.
If you want to get down, down on the ground, cocaine.
The royalty checks keep flowing in, so J.J. Cale doesn't have to tour or record much. He does have a new album out now, recorded mostly in his home studio in Southern California.
Strange day has come upon us. Strange way this time of ours.
It's that same J.J. Cale sound with echoes of his first album, titled Naturally, from 1971.
I was a late bloomer in the music business. When I made that album, I went, well, I'm way too old to be doing this. You know, 30 years old is really old. So ironically, I'm doing it now. This last album, I'm 70.
Who knew our life would be so complicated? Who knew that we would be so automated? No time to think, on the brink, who knew?
We get to hear you scatting on one of the songs here.
Yeah, the first song on there is called Who Knew, and I wrote that song and, you know, didn't have the words. You know, I was just kind of scatting, mumbling, whatever. And, you know, one, well, I'll figure out what else to write there, but I decided I liked the scatting better than any more words. Bins, I've been down the pike and back through the years. I've heard different songs with scatting in it, and it was always cracked me up as kind of a funny style of music, you know. When I did it, it kind of cracked me up as a comedy kind of a routine.
We don't hear you laughing on there, but inside yes, you're laughing, right?
Right.
Sign of the times is here.
You were talking about being 30-ish when you started out and being 70 now. You have a song on here called Old Friend that seems to me to be all about, you know, mortality and thinking of where you are maybe in life and as a musician.
Well, you do that when you get to be older. I write songs that kind of pertain to where I'm at now, and I guess it's good. I don't know, you know. I used to write more about sex or drugs and rock and roll. I don't do that quite as much as I used to, and it's a little more old man philosophy.
How you been? It would be so nice to see you, my old friend. What's been going on? Are you still singing that same old song? Has your days been treating you well? Are the nights still cold as hell? So nice to hear from you again, my old friend. I hear all the old folks are gone. I guess we're the ones now. That's the way it goes. Those crowded days are behind us now.
That line, I hear all the old folks are gone. I guess we're the ones now. It kind of breaks your heart to hear that.
Well, that's really the truth, you know. When, like I said, you won't be able to understand that until you get to be a certain age, and not a day goes by somebody I don't know, more days go by than that are gone, and once they're gone, it's really a strange feeling, you know. Pretty soon you just, some people are lucky if they die young. You know, you don't really go through those changes, but... that's the only bad thing. Probably the only thing that I really don't like about being an old guy is so many of the people who understand what we know are gone.
We always knew those days would forever last, and all those friends we had would never pass. But they did, and the numbers grow small.
When you're writing a song, thinking about the sound of a song that you're working on, how much are you thinking about stuff you've done before and either wanting it to sound really similar to stuff you've done before or make it sound really different?
That's one of the problems in being a songwriter and living a long time. What you eventually end up doing is you start imitating yourself. So, I've written a song and go, I don't know that song. I really like that song. And then I get to listening to it and I go, well, that sounds just like After Midnight, which I wrote, 30 years ago. And I don't notice it until I'm through writing a song. And that's the only problem. If you write songs long enough, you run out of material that's original to yourself.
I'm leaving in the morning, and I won't be back again.
Well, J.J. Cale, thanks so much for talking with us.
Hey, Melissa, thank you.
There's more music from J.J. Cale's new CD titled Roll On at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.